Good morning, everyone. You know, Celeste, it seems like Congress doesn't need, in the summertime, much of an excuse to postpone things.
No.
I mean, there is the funeral, of course, of Robert Byrd.
It gets very humid in Washington, John.
Well, you know, they've postponed financial regulatory reform until after the break.
Until mid-July.
They've postponed the passage of extension of
jobs,
unemployment benefits,
right?
That sort of thing. I don't know. For me, in the summer, I get more ambitious. I say, all right, this summer I'm going to blank.
Right.
And that especially includes summer reading. And Patrick Henry Bass, our good friend, is on the phone from his home in Brooklyn this morning. Good morning.
I'm calling you from the compound.
From the compound. That's great. Senior editor for Essence Magazine. Do you get ambitious in the summer?
I do. That's when I clean out my garage and, you know.
Well, for reading, I decide every summer I'm going to do all the Russians. I'm going to do all Dostoevsky or all Richard Powers or, you know, some great authors that I like. Patrick, what's your strategy for reading in the summer?
John, it took me four summers to finish The Other House by Henry James. So
A
Jamesian. I'm serious, Celeste. But I did it. Last summer, I did it.
Congratulations.
And I'm glad I did.
Well, you've brought some suggestions for summer reading this summer, some new suggestions, some old suggestions. First of all, if you could go on a road trip with an author, we're talking about that this morning. Any suggestions of who you'd pick?
Oh, I'd go with Zora Neale Hurston.
Oh, nice.
Oh, nice.
Perfect. That would be a fun trip.
Wouldn't it be?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would you ever get a word in edgewise, do you think?
It would be a contest. You have to flip a coin between Zora and I.
She's a seasoned traveler, though.
Oh, that's
absolutely,
great.
Yeah. That's and great. I like to go to the moon with Zora.
Yeah, that'd be good. That'd be good.
Really, Destination Moon.
She couldn't talk as much with a spacesuit on. If you have a suggestion for an author you'd like to go on a road trip with, call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org. But let's get to your book list, Patrick.
Yeah, John, one of the challenges with summer is finding layered, nuanced, good writing. It seems that in the summer, readers take a vacation from thinking. And I'm so glad that publishers have woken up to the fact that readers want challenging fiction, that they're not always looking for, you know, the Hemingways, the Fitzgeralds, the books that they should have read in high school and college to pick up during the summer, like you and I are doing. So I'm pleased that we have three books that, you know, fill every possible fiction taste, starting with Chuck Palahniuk, who did Fight Club. And he's taken a bit of a departure. Now, this new book called Tell All is still grisly enough where he could have at least one or two faintings at his book signings, which he's become known for. this one looks at a faded movie star named Catherine Fenton, who's very much based on the Marlena Dietrichs and the Judy Garlands of her day. And she has an obsessive personal assistant who discovers that this gigolo in Catherine's life is planning a tell-all on her, writing a tell-all about her. And in his tell-all, he predicts her death. And it's sort of set up like a screenplay, and he keeps going back and doing draft after draft where her murder becomes more and more grisly, more and more gruesome. You couldn't predict this ending if you tried.
Is it a page-turner or more of a, like, meta story like Fight Club was?
It's a bit of both. It's a hybrid of both. He sets it up as a screenplay. It's a take, really, on popular culture. There's a lot of name dropping in it. In fact, I think there are over 1,000 names dropped in this piece. So it really is a postmodern look at celebrity and death by celebrity in many ways. It's pretty clever, very, very gruesome, but it's a bit poignant. So I'm not sure whether the Palahniuk fans will like that. I mean, this is a Palahniuk book with heart, where the heart doesn't get eaten.
Right. only Palahniuk could do something like that, and his fans would still say he sold out.
Exactly.
All right, there you go. So, next book?
The next book is His Wife's Affair by Nancy Woodruff. And this, when people hear the title, they sort of think like, oh, here we go, Judith Krantz and Colleen McCullough. And those are wonderful writers in the category. But this is a really smart book about an actress named Dora Jordan. Celeste, John, do you know Dora Jordan?
No,
I don't.
She was a Irish actress who lived in England who had an affair with King William IV of England, the future King William
Whoa.
IV of England, and talk about a scandalous woman. She had, you know, several children out of wedlock, and still thought that she was going to marry him. In Nancy Woodruff's narrative, there's a retired actress who moves to England with her husband and gets a role playing Dora Jordan in a one-woman play. And ends up falling in love with the playwright. So you get to learn a lot about Dora Jordan and some of the challenges that she faced as a scandalous woman.
Wow.
And then the suburban housewife navigating a new life in England and, you know, being torn between her passion for acting, her passion for life, and being a dutiful wife and mother. And the novel is scattered with all types of facts about Dora Jordan. In England at the time, the tabloids had a field day with Dora Jordan. I mean, Fergie would have wished that Dora Jordan was alive right now. Jordan meant toilet. Back during Dora Jordan's day, so you can imagine the headlines with, you know, the future king of William with a woman who was in the toilet, literally.
That definitely sounds like a summer read. You've got Ayelet Waldman's book, Red Hook Road, as your next
pick. Final book. You know, a lot of people know her as the wife of Michael Chabon.
Sure, she's been on the show, actually.
Yeah, exactly. For her Bad Mother blog. Amazing book, set in Maine. A young couple gets married and is killed an hour after the wedding. She deals with the after effects of that tragic event. It's a stunning work, and Ayelet really deserves a wider audience for this. This is probably one of the best books of the summer.
Wow, Patrick, that's a rave. All right, you got two sort of oldies to suggest. Just give us the titles of those.
Actually, I'm going to go back to The Other House by Henry James. It's one of the rare Henry James books in which a murder is actually committed. It takes a long time for us to get to that murder, but when we do get to that murder, it's quite stunning. And a lot of people aren't familiar with Benito Perez Galdós, who is a Spanish writer. He has a 19th century a novel that all the hipsters, the chic and the Hamptons are reading.
Okay.
Fortuna and Jacinta, two stories of married women.
Fantastic. Patrick Henry Bass, senior editor for Essence Magazine, with picks that will all be on our website. Meanwhile, Takeaway sports contributor Ibrahim Abdelmateen tweeted as his pick for a writer road trip, Daniel Alarcón, because he's a great young writer and a good dancer. Give us your dream author trip at 8778-MY-TAKE.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.